Can you tell me about the jobs that people used to do in the village?
Well, I have to say, the mainstay of the village was, well, my dad were in the building, and my uncles were all builders, and that. Then my uncle was the biggest employer of labour in the village. No doubt about that, I know. Of course, there was the farming in the village, that's all. And the only remainder had to go on to the quarries at Stony Stanton and Sapkin. That's where most of them went to work them days.
Were there any large houses or influential families nearby?
No, that's the point of Shamford. There isn't many within 12 or 14 miles. A real big places, like these halls, or whatever you like to call them. On these big farmers that have little girls go in, you know, servants and all. That's where they used to land as a rule, more than anywhere. But as they got older, they got into these more big houses, like Witherley Hall and Bosworth Hall, Merrible Hall. They come back, they come back for a bit of a break and, well, they never got much money, you know. And that's where it was. That's where the trouble was them days. They weren't paid enough. Now, my sister was, she was in service in Hinckley. And then she got married and went to live in Coventry. And she was on about 30 bob a month. 30 shillings a month. That would be what, today.
At what age would the girls go into service?
About 12, 13. That's the first thing they had to do. They had to go straight away to find a job as soon as they left school. A lot of the boys went on the farms or went to the quarries, just the same as the men. They find the boys some jobs at the quarries, just the same.
At what age would they go down work in
same,
the quarries?
Same again. There'd be a little job called whipping. That was after the set makers had done their chipping, they had to break these chips to come off bits about as big as your hand. And you'd see these chaps, these boys, with a little hammer, you know, on a heap and cracking up, you know. Yeah, it's a rum life. Nothing like it is today, lad.